Hey everyone, it's Sarah Kramer with my audio blog for 17 May 2020 called National Get Caught Reading Month. I love reading. There's nothing quite like getting enthralled in a book that whisks you away to a completely different world. It transports you to a different time and place where you can meet fascinating characters who experience incredible journeys. Books can help you escape the present moment, but reading books can also provide health benefits. There are many articles and studies out there that focus on this topic, but just as an example, an article on Healthline.com claims that research shows regular reading can improve your brain connectivity, increase your vocabulary and comprehension, help you sleep better, reduce stress, lower blood pressure and heart rate, fight depression symptoms, prevent cognitive decline with age, and contribute overall to a longer life. Research also shows that reading can empower you to empathize with other people, which I think is really awesome. Those are just a handful of the benefits of reading. I will always love curling up with a good book. There have been many nights when I stayed up super late because I just couldn't put a book down. I love the feel of a book in my hands. As technology has developed, we now have the ability to read books on devices. While it's not quite the same experience as holding a real book in your hands, many people enjoy having the portability of dozens, if not hundreds, of books all in one lightweight device. In our society today, many of us are too busy to have time to sit down and read. We'd love to, but there just aren't enough hours in a day. However, a lot of people have to commute to work. What better way to spend that time than to read? Now, if you're driving or even sitting in traffic, please don't actually read a book. Instead, I'm sure you can guess where I'm going with this, you can have someone read a story to you. They're called audiobooks today, but they've also been called books on tape and even talking books back in the 1930s. No matter what you refer to them as, the concept is the same. A narrator records the text so you can listen to it rather than read it. This is not only helpful to people who want to multitask, but also for people with visual impairments and those who are learning to read or struggle to read. As a former teacher, I know that students can learn reading fluency and develop critical listening skills as they read along while listening to a narrator. And audiobooks that use an expert narrator can model good reading for students. I know May is half over now, but I strongly encourage you to pick up a book or listen to an audiobook as soon as you can. Treat yourself to the many health benefits and the temporary escape, don't we all need that once in a while, that books can provide. Take advantage of the explosion of the audiobook industry in the past few decades. There are countless options available in so many genres. Have you or someone you know written content that you'd like recorded as an audiobook? If you haven't thought about it yet, I urge you to consider it so you can reach an even greater audience. I would love to help your story come to life so even more people can benefit from and enjoy your work. Please contact me if you're interested in pursuing this. I love so many fiction and nonfiction genres, as well as children's books, and I will work with you to determine the best tone and style of delivery for your story. Take the next step and share your story with the world. And remember, everyone, get caught reading. Talk to you soon.